Okay, let's go ahead and get the meeting started. We're running a couple minutes late. Roll call.
Murphy?
Here.
Buffo?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Harry?
Here.
King?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
Trulock?
All right, Trulock is not going to be here tonight. All right, let's do the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we welcome you to remain standing if you choose as we pray to open our meeting. Father, we come to you tonight and we ask you for wisdom as we deal with the issues facing Tolono, Father, and we just thank you for us hearing the hearts of our public and we hearing your wisdom and making the decisions that are best for the prosperity of this community. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Public comments?
None.
We don't have any. Since you're in here, you want to talk real quick? You're going to cost us money. So, I know. The blower.
Yeah. I think you all know that we talked to the mayor and Matt about we've got one of the blowers that's at the treatment plant that's either going to have some significant repairs or replacement. I know we talked about, or you guys talked about, doing some replacements, so I wanted to see if you wanted to go with repair or the replacement before we went ahead and made a decision. The replacement obviously is going to be more expensive, but I wanted to let you make that decision. It's probably going to be around $6,000 repaired as is now. And it could be a little more than that, depending on what they find once they get into it. A totally reconditioned one, which means a fixed used one, is $17,455. And a new one is $23,632.
I think the question
the cheapest thing is repair.
The board had, what's the warranties on stuff like the, if they refurb it,
I think it was 1 year.
1 year. And what about on the refurbished one? Is it 1 year too?
I believe so.
So the 17 would be 1 year too?
Yeah.
And then the brand new one?
23 would be, I think it's about the same.
Is it?
As far as the warning. But. I wouldn't feel uncomfortable with going with the repair. Just need to understand that it could be a little more than what. It could be closer to what the amount of the refurbished one is, depending on once they get into it, if the impellers have to be replaced. Each one of them is like 746. Just different internal things, if they find out once it's opened up, needs to be repaired a little bit more.
We don't have it on here to approve. So we'll put it on the next board meeting to approve. What's everybody's idea of what to go with?
Will they let us know if they get in there and say, you know, this is going to be significant more, get up to, you know, 20, 21, 22,000. We say, well, just don't do it. We'll want a new one.
Or a refurbished one.
I'm sure, yeah, once they open it up, yeah, they can do that.
Is it the same company that would repair it opposed
right.
to buy a refurbished one?
Yeah.
Or a new one? How quickly do we need to make a decision? It's not working and we're kind of chugging along.
We're fine with two.
Unless one other one dies.
If something happens, the second one obviously would be more of an issue. But
yeah.
I mean, if something really bad happens, we have some of our own that we own that we could move in if we needed to. So.
Problem is, it's not on our agenda.
No, we can't approve it, but we can talk about it and then pick out a direction we want to go to. And then we can put it on the agenda for next time to approve. So, anybody got an idea of it? I like the idea of rehabbing the one we have, and if they get into it, it's going to be expensive, then we can make the decision of either buying just a rehabbed one or a brand new one.
That's what I think, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll just put it on the agenda not to exceed, you know, $7,000 or something like that.
Okay.
So, perfect. Thank you. Anything else?
I don't know if improvements. And I've heard offhand that there's some talk about needing a new wastewater plant.
We have tossed that around, or start to look at it, because I know that plant's old, and it's either going to have to be refurbished itself, or we have to do a new one soon.
Well, unless you got a bunch of money you want to spend, I think
building
a new one would be, it's totally, I'm sure there may be some people that wouldn't agree, but it's completely unnecessary in my mind.
Well, can you guys kind of put together a plan of what we need to start working on, start replacing, and start doing? And
be happy to.
And then we can, it gives us ideas, so we start planning for it. I know we have some lift stations that we need replaced.
There's a couple lift stations that are rather, in my opinion, need more attention than what the plant does. In reality, there's not that much equipment in the plant. I mean, the plant is tanks, concrete tanks, and structures, it's not. And I know a couple of years ago, there was a picture painted that everything was just junk and ready to fall apart. But that was also because somebody wanted to try to convince you to buy it and sell it to them.
Sell it to them.
There's not, there's three blowers, there's three pumps that pump the sewage into the plant. And there's two clarifier drives, well, three if you count the primary. So in reality, there's not that much besides the electrical and the things like that. There's not that much equipment there.
Okay.
You know, the building, as long as it's maintained, and the tanks are concrete. I know there's been some talk about some additional flow possibly coming in. I know
there's been talk, but no plans put in place at all. So,
well, depending on how much that ends up being, then we need to talk about based on what that would be expanding a little bit, making some additions.
Yeah.
I know you're talking about the trailer park,
which
I and Matt were talking about that. I think you'd be just fine bringing that in without any issue at all.
I think we have a meeting coming up with them too. Okay. Any questions, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
So,
Been
we'll put down the agenda, and like I said, just keep in touch with us. And if you can start a plan, and maybe we can plan some stuff for next physical year, which not that too far, not that far away.
Sure.
And so.
Right. One other thing I didn't realize until recently is contracts actually March 1st. So
there it is. Have you guys sent us a new one?
I haven't, no.
Okay.
I can if you want.
Okay. Yeah, because we'll have to start looking at that now. Perfect. Anything else for us?
Is there any chance we could have the new proposed contract by our first meeting in January? So we have some time to look it over?
Yeah. Probably in December if you want.
Perfect.
That'll work too. I was just trying to give you a little time.
Pretty general contract, probably. Cool. All right. Any other major things you can think of off the top of your head? I know those lift stations aren't cheap.
We've talked off and on for a couple of years about putting some different pumps in Elizabeth Street.
Yeah.
If you're going to do anything, that's what I would do first. I know it gave Matt a budgetary number last year.
We did. And then we're, I think we started that study for the draw, to see where everything's going, the flow study and stuff. Because I know they're wanting to maybe do away with the pump station. I don't know. So that'll report, if that ever gets done, will tell us all that. And then maybe get rid of some of the other water that's coming in that doesn't need to come in.
Well, if you can find something major.
Yeah. That'd help you guys out quite a bit.
Well, you can handle what we get now.
Okay.
If you find something major, that's great. I mean, that's better for everybody.
Yeah.
Everything I'll say that everyone takes into account is you can also spend more money trying to find things than what you end up doing good.
Yeah. Perfect. Anything else, guys? Anything else for us?
Anything for me?
I don't think so. I think we're good right now. I knew your contract was coming up too, and I'm glad you brought that up.
I hadn't realized it until recently.
Actually, somebody told me
it was the last meeting. Somebody mentioned
it. I may have talked about it before the last
meeting. Okay. Well, I knew somebody brought it up at the last meeting. So.
Probably Matt, yeah, because I need to talk about it one day.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. All right, Matt Matt's not here, so I don't have really any updates. I know the water main project is still plugging along. They had a major break on Sunday, so we had three guys come in and have to fix it. It was probably, there's a probably 1,000-foot section that has had three or four breaks in it, right by the grain bins. They replaced two Sundays ago. They had a major one. They had to dig up part of the road and replace. Before that, like a couple months before that, there was another section right through there they replaced. Then last year, right next to the break that we had this last Sunday, I mean, when they dug it up, the break was right there that they'd already fixed. There was another break next to it. So probably be a good indication that that line might need to be replaced soon. It's old. So, but I think Max and Jeff came in and helped him with what he was out of town.
The same bill I don't know about.
So this might be related to that.
No, that's related to the Metro guys.
So why is it in our? Why are we paying for it?
We have to pay for locations, and we have to call Signal in to do the locations. That's what we fought with them.
No, you shouldn't have to because you know exactly where those lines are at. For 2 hours for $98, $264, Matt can start doing this stuff. I'm tired of paying that bill.
Can he do the one for the signal, though, on Route 45?
I could tell you where it's at without even getting a signal machine out.
Those lines are the direction. You can see on the pavement where they're at.
You can.
We pay enough money for locating that we could hire another guy just to do that.
And we've actually talked back and forth.
Russell did it before, so I think next meeting that needs to go on the agenda, please.
Okay. Yeah, would it be worth reaching out to Russell, see if Russell will just come back and do it just part-time?
I don't understand. Are we renting the cargo van for 2 hours?
No, they
will bill every little
part of their fee.
Really?
And that's everybody does that.
That's
your depreciation.
Yep. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I've installed signal lines, so that's why I know there's not for 2 hours. That's bogus.
Is that something you want to bring up and talk to him about?
I just don't know why we have to pay for it. The state put the signals in.
I think
we're
we
not doing
have
the work
bill to the state, can't we? I think that was
whoever gets me the address to send it to.
That was the part of the deal with that one. Half that bill could go to the state because that was a fight back and forth between Metro and Metro threatened to go ahead and just dig through there, and if they break something, charge us for the break if we didn't come out and locate it. So Matt fought back and forth with them for a little bit that day.
So
and
why can Metro just come in and tear apart a town?
I agree.
Do you have an answer
that's what
for that,
we,
Mark?
We fought for them before they came in.
There's a statute that wanted to try to create uniformity in the state on these things so that to encourage these to get put in so that way when they're putting them in, they don't have to go through a lot of local bureaucracy at each little town. The trade-off with that is that there's a annual fee that's getting paid from these companies that gets distributed back out to the municipalities, and our share of it's like $40,000 or some number like that. So in the state's position is we're getting paid to accommodate this.
Now the interesting thing is that fee is on phone bills, but as most people get rid of their landline phone, that fee is going to go down. And if everyone in Tolono, which it probably isn't going to happen, but if everyone in Tolono gets rid of that fee, then Tolono no longer gets that fee.
That's correct.
And they're not, I mean, they made a mess when they came through. Instead of putting dirt back in, they're putting sand back in. Several places along Austin.
Have we been calling this guy?
They've been called several times. They've been emailed. I've emailed them and no response back. Ping stopped by and talked to one of the crews and they were not.
They're not
receptive at all.
Talk to you at all.
And so we're just kind of like stuck. The guy that came to the meetings and said they're just going to do what they're going to do, they didn't care. And that's the one that we've been dealing back and forth with.
I don't know why they had to tear up the middle of the road.
I agree.
On Main Street there, you could cut it short in the grass area. And yeah,
I don't know about the Main Street, but the brand new road off Austin and Conduit, they put big cut lines in the middle of it and didn't do anything with it. Matt actually patched those.
Can we?
What's our recourse on going after them to get property turned back the way it was?
That's something I was mulling over in my head, and I'm not sure what that answer is, but we should have
Surely there's got to be something on that, because
that's not acceptable.
If not, then I'm going to go start a business and just tear up town and throw this stuff in and not be responsible for it.
Our road's not worrying me. It's the people who's got mounds of dirt from where they put the boxes in that they never hauled the dirt away.
I've noticed that too.
For the people that they refilled with sand and it's just going to sink.
And their ruts in their yards that they've cut through.
Well, like right across from me,
mm-hmm.
Their kids couldn't even park in their yard. They rutted out their front where the little parking area they had was dug up and rutted out so bad it was just a muddy mess for a week or two. They had to park their cars down the block.
Well, I guess if they don't want to do nothing about it, we can let the public know.
Well, we've taken pictures. Other people have taken pictures. I know Matt's taken pictures. Matt's talked to their crews. I don't know.
Are they done? Or are they?
I think
they're just
so.
Working right here on the connection now.
So every time I hear about one of these mains breaking, I'm afraid it's from them.
And it's not. The mains are on the other side of town.
I know that after I know the location, but that's...
I know. I agree.
Because they don't care.
They're just plowing
that through.
Well, and the sad part about it is the guys putting our water line in did less damage until they had that Corey Street incident. And that's a mess, but they can't do anything with it until it dries up a little bit. But they did less damage putting a big pipe in than these guys did putting a little fiber line in. So, I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm not signing this one. Somebody else can if they want.
It's frustrating. All right. Just being with the police department. We do have some sewer extensions. And I just lost them.
Any sewer credits?
We do have some sewer. We have a sewer extension and some sewer credits.
We have one extension.
Okay.
I just don't see how you can come in and do business like that.
403 East Lerman for $35.01. It was a hot water leak. Hot water leak. It was dripping onto the floor inside the wall. Leak occurred over 2 billing cycles. And they would like $35.01. Or 403 East Lerman.
There was one that I wasn't so sure about.
You want to do them one at a time, though?
Graham Schmidt, watering his lawn without a secondary meter. So he's just saying he waters his lawn.
Yeah, we're not going to get in that business.
That's why we have second meters.
Yeah, I didn't want to approve that one. That's...
So, okay, so 403 East Lerman was a hot water heater leak for $35.01.
Motion to approve that one, and...
705 East Boone was line leak in yard, $28.85.
Fine with that one.
Then the one you were talking about was 809 East Jackson. That's their water in their yard. So mm-hmm. That's one you're not fine with.
Yeah.
So I just need a motion to approve those two.
213 East Aggie?
I have the Aggie, yeah.
And this one?
Yeah, it's the first one.
Yeah, there's one.
Oh, there's, okay. 213 East Aggie for $335.75. Had a bad line leak in the yard. Had a hard time finding it. Was fixed end of September. The current bill had partial month of the leak. So 335.75.
How do they have any water pressure?
I don't know.
Can we get on those if we start getting rain? Who fixed it? Just the company, so we know if it was, they fixed it themselves or.
And I know with Corinne and Sunny, Sunny fixed it himself because Matt was over there one evening and shut his water off, so he could fix it and then turn it back on.
Okay.
But yeah, we can start asking that.
So those are the three, I guess.
Motion to approve sewer credits for 213 East Daggy. 705 East Boone. And 403 East Larman.
Second.
And then the other one is for a request for an extension for 305 North Long Street. How many extensions is this for them?
That's number 304 in a 12-month period.
Who is it?
Richard Berry.
Has he always paid, though, after the extension?
He always usually does it to the end of the month, so it looks like it's stretching a pay period or something. I'm guessing.
I'll make a motion to approve the request for extension for Richard Perry.
Second time.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? All right, so those are done. All right, on the bills. Do you want to leave that one out, the signal one out?
Yeah, I say with exception of the champagne signal something.
Okay.
Is that this one right here?
Yes. And then let me look at getting quotes since ABC's raising our rates again.
She's getting quotes.
Okay.
We're working on that.
Put that in the paper on Sunday.
Perfect.
So yeah, we got that bill. Brandy took the lead on that to get quotes. Start working on quotes.
Good job.
So, any other questions about bills?
Motion to pay bills as presented with the exception of Champagne Signal and Lighting Company.
Second.
Bubba?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. Regular session minutes for November 6, 2018.
Make a motion to approve the regular session minutes from November 6th of 2018.
Second.
Aye. Now, executive session minutes for number 6.
Make a motion to approve the executive session minutes from November 6th, 2018.
Second.
All right, roll call.
Bubba?
Yes.
Morris?
Mm-hmm. Abstain.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. Any old business? Okay. Approval of the tax ordinance 2018-0-22, the tax levy. I did have one question about that tax levy, if I can remember what my question was now. I was just looking.
So never mind.
No. As soon as I look, pull it up again.
We got paper copies, if that helps.
What was that? Are we levying for what we can levy for?
Yes, like, and no. You could levy more. There are two things that you have to limit that. One would be tax caps, and the other is if you levy more than 105% of what you did last year, you have to have a public hearing and
do something. We're not going to do 105%. It was.
This ordinance just reflects last year's levy plus 2.1%. I think that's the allowed inflation rate.
There was something we always get zinged on our audit every year. They always want us to levy.
FICA?
Is it FICA?
If we levy anything else, we'd have to take it to the voters. You'd have to get... There are a whole strew of line items that you can go ahead and levy for,
yeah.
Like IMRF, FICA.
Because we do IMRF.
We do FICA. But to add anything on here, we'd have to take it to the voters.
Okay. I mean, we're not hurting for money, so I'm not that concerned about it. But all right. Any other questions about the levy? All right, I need a motion.
Motion to approve ordinance number 2018-0-22, tax levy ordinance.
Second.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Buffo.
Abstain.
Morris.
Yes.
Harry.
Yes.
Dean.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
All right. Any special events? I didn't see. Did I miss any? Okay. Any movement on the... We had an email on the... Did that go out to everybody? Or just me? On the nuisance properties.
Probably just to you.
Okay, it's just us two. We've had a little bit of movement on those. We've had one appeal to the board, so we sent it to the lawyer. You can guess who that was. To let him do it, but we have had some movement on the properties, which is what we want. We're not wanting to go take them to court and fight with them. We just want movement on the properties. So we're getting a little bit of movement on the properties. We'll have to decide if it's enough movement or not, but there is some movement on the properties. Any questions about that? Anything to add, Mark, on that? But that's pretty much what that email said. It was kind of an answer to the when they grieved it to the board, and then we sent it off to the lawyer because that's where it's at. Cool. All right, anything for the good of the order?
I just have I had a resident give me a call about the concerns in the communication of the water main and the boil orders.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if it wouldn't be... currently, we do Facebook, and we do the website, I'm sure. What other communication do we have out there?
We also do the Nextdoor app, and then it'll actually call. If people put their phone numbers in there, we're going to start that up to where it'll actually call people and do local notifications. News.
Well, we notify Channel 5 and Channel 3.
Okay.
And the local Fox, too, isn't it? I can't remember.
What's Channel 5?
Channel 15.
15, got it. And Fox?
I don't know if we do that or not.
Channel 15, Channel 3, yeah. Facebook, website, Nextdoor. And are you talking...
If it's during the week, then hangers go out on the doors that are affected.
Unless you know how large it is. That last one's the entire quarter count.
Yeah.
The last two isn't just because it was Sunday. It's because it's a whole end of town. And that would take hours.
So we're considering a phone...
Yeah, that's just from that next neighbor app.
On the Nextdoor app, you can sign up for a phone notification.
But it takes people to put their phone numbers in there, so.
So we probably have a certain population that doesn't do anything with smartphones and apps. So how open are we to looking into, for example, my church, you put your phone number in, they'll call out, hey, reminder about services this week, or a prayer request for somebody. All you have to do is give them your phone number. What about exploring? And it's relatively inexpensive, if I recall. how open are we to exploring something like that for those folks that aren't electronically inclined?
The problem is the church is 65 people, where we'll have, we could have possibly 1,500 or 1,300 people.
Yeah, but I don't think everybody's going to sign up for it. I think this is a certain set of people that...
I mean, we can look into it. I'm not against it, but we have to look at it because it's, they're going to look at our population and say, you have 1,300 accounts. We're going to, there's a possibility all 1,300 people can sign up. So
I don't know what other companies are, but I looked, we have the option through PSN.
Okay.
And I got a quote on that, and it's like a minimum of 2 minutes charge per phone call, and it's, I don't even remember what the, it was like 35 cents per minute. So you multiply, even if we had 200 people sign up, that's 400 minutes times 35 cents for each call you send out. So, but I haven't looked at any other of the companies, but that's what it was through PSN.
Do you want to pass on information with that company to Brandy or Summer? They can look at it.
Okay.
Or you can look at it.
Brandy, you might call Gibson City and see if they... I know we signed up for one about 6 years ago. I don't know if we still have it.
I think Savoy's got one too, because I think I read, was reading on their, hey, we got the phone calls went out or something on that.
What does the school use?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, the school does it.
Yeah.
Or
4-4. I'm not sure. U of I has one too, but it's...
Let's take a look at it and see, so we can make sure we're covering, we're giving everybody a chance. One would argue that that's a, there's a lot out there that we're putting,
and
if we still can't
and
hit
before
everybody.
We didn't do the social media, we just started the social media this year.
Yeah. I think that's
pushing
great.
It out.
It's efficient.
And we had,
it's inexpensive.
On the boil order, within 30, 40 minutes, there was 230 shares off just off Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But you're
we'll
right, there's a population that we're not reaching to, so.
I'll find out what company we're using for the church.
Anything
and
else?
Maybe try to call the school.
Anything else?
I have, since I wasn't here last time, did we ever resolve the issue of the lighting in the ordinance? Nuisance, we're going to do something about it?
We've done nothing about the lighting ordinance.
Can we, like, look into it?
Do we, are we...
Not for my sake, but I've been approached at least three times in not the best parts of the evenings, like late in the evenings at my mother's house.
The main part about the lighting ordinance right now is, for the one case we just had, it's disorderly conduct. Simple as that.
Well, I understand that, but can we, like...
Well, right now we're redoing ordinances, and we have that was sent out to everybody, so you can change the, put your changes in the ordinance now.
Okay.
So when we're doing the,
I'm just saying it's getting very annoying because I can't even go to my mother's house and there's somebody right behind me. Asking about the situation and.
Yeah.
I would like it resolved for myself, just so I don't have to.
I understand.
I don't want to go take the garbage out and get approached, you know, at 10 o'clock
yeah.
at night in my pajamas.
What, I don't even know what's lighting.
That was the one where we had a neighborhood dispute. We passed.
Oh,
Rick brought the police reports.
Yeah.
Which I explained the situation that the dispute is a civil matter and that has nothing to do with this, but if. Something could possibly be written in the ordinance for the lighting, because I don't think we have anything. Because Brandy and I looked at one day.
Don't shine your lights into your neighbor's house.
Well, it's common courtesy, but...
Yeah.
That shouldn't have to be in an ordinance.
I know, but...
Can it please?
I'll make a motion to approve Terrence's ordinance. Don't shine your light in your neighbor's house.
I'm just asking. I'm pleading. Sorry.
I think what you're looking for is just a little bit
just
of language.
Just a little bit of language blurb
I'll
of some
I'll come
sort.
I'll something and email it to you, and then you can propose it.
Thank you so much,
perfect.
Mark. I appreciate it.
Well, you can appreciate it if I send you something you like.
Thank you.
All right. Don't pack up yet. We have
tell
a quick
tell
second
that,
session.
Tell
that. Need this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else for open session? All right, I need a motion to go to executive session, and we have the
yes
thing on there.
Motion to enter into executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees per 5 ILCS 120/2 section C, exemption 1.
Thank you.
All
right.
I'll
second.
All right.
I fell asleep during
Buffo.
That.
I was going to say that was
yes.
Morris.
Yes.
Yes, Perry. Please.
Yes.
Bing.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
Not that you're not an engaging speaker.
That is a whole bunch of...